The mayor of Rensselaer may have to pick between that job and the county legislature this year. Rensselaer County Legislature Chair Mike Stammel also serves as mayor of the city of Rensselaer. He is the sole elected Republican official there. The Democratic-led Common Council adopted a local law overriding Stammel's veto, barring Stammel from running for both positions this year.
The people of Rensselaer supported me in both positions, the county legislature as well as the mayor for the city of Rensselaer. I've always worked hard for them. I think the public knows that. And it's only a bunch of radical Democrats who seem to think that they're going to control every aspect of a position that or any position in the city of Rensselaer when the people are the ones who should be making the decision.
Voters elected Stammel mayor in a November 2019 special election to fill out the unexpired third term of Mayor Dan Dwyer, a Democrat who died a year earlier at age 84 after a battle with cancer. Stammel beat acting Mayor Rich Mooney, a former city council president. He says he would hate to go to court and use taxpayer money to fight the law.
The law itself should have been something that the voters should be deciding, not seven Democratic councilors that are opposed to me in the first place. But anyway, I believe that the law is illegal and should be up to the voters in the mandatory referendum.
Stammel says both jobs are part-time and he has no trouble handling them. He adds the city means a lot to him.
I always have believed that we were undervalued. There's a lot of good things that can happen in Rensselaer. It's just that there's been a lot of bad people trying to use their own particular influence to benefit themselves or their friends. That's held Rensselaer back for a long time.
Will Stammel run for re-election to a fifth four-year term on the 19-member Rensselaer County Legislature, or will he run for mayor?
Well, I haven't firmly made up my mind yet. I do have some candidates that I'm waiting commitment for to run in citywide elections and or county elections. I would say that right now my heart is in making positive changes for the city of Rensselaer. And right now I think that's the direction I'm headed. I have had, as you well may already know, that I got a letter from the state attorney general back when I first ran for this position, who said it was acceptable for me to hold this position, or both positions, I should say.
Common Council President John DeFrancesco responded to a request for comment via email, saying in part that Stammel is a mayor, not a monarch, and Mr. Stammel refuses to work collaboratively with the Common Council. He has gone so far as to tell department heads that they are not allowed to speak with council members. This is a radical change. How else are we supposed to get information? When a council member texted him, his response was that he didn't have time to communicate with all of us, a clear demonstration he cannot handle both jobs. People in the community have legitimate issues, and he needs to make himself available to us so that we can serve our constituents. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.